Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit medmutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO, POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Hello, and welcome to Dining with Death. This episode is on my playlist, Dining with the Disappeared, where we talk about people who have vanished. We review a timeline of the events, and we talk about the place they vanished from, which sometimes has an element of food to it. Not always. I'm Stacey Lee. Let's begin. Oh, the 80s. It was the best decade to be a teenager in. We had the best music, the best clothes, the most carefree childhood. It was absolutely the greatest time in history to be a kid, and I will die on that hill. It was a time of great change and great prosperity. Our parents were thriving, it was easy to make money, it was easy to be prosperous, and even the most serious of problems, like the Cold War, seemed very, very far away. One of the bigger rock pop groups of the era was Loverboy. I wasn't personally a huge fan. They kind of seemed like old man rock stars to me. I was listening to goth and emo and younger pop music at the time. Duran Duran, Culture Club, David Bowie, Fine Young Cannibals, The Cramps, Echo and the Bunnymen, just a few of my favorites. But everyone knew Loverboy's songs. Working for the Weekend, Heaven in Your Eyes, Loving Every Minute of It. They had a lot of hits. Loverboy was a very popular band, and they had a lot of success. They've sold over 23 million records. That's an incredible number. And those kinds of numbers bring in a lot of money. This is Donald Scott Smith. He was born in Winnipeg, Manitoba in 1955. He started playing the guitar early in his life, but by the age of 12, he had moved on to bass guitar. As a musician of many, many years, I always tell people if their kids show an interest in music, have them pick up the bass guitar. Everybody wants to be the lead guitar player, okay? Not everybody wants to be the bass player, so bass players always have a job. Bass players can get work in bands, and great bass players are in high demand and can make really good money. So, you know, don't sleep on the bass. Don't always get your kids a guitar. Get a bass. Scott Smith picked up the bass and began playing locally in bands when he was just a teenager. After high school, he enrolled at University of Manitoba, where he was majoring in English. While at college, Scott received a phone call from his friend, Paul Dean, who was living in Vancouver at the time. Paul informed Scott that he was in a band called Loverboy, and the band was starting to have some success. Their current bass player, Jim Clench, wasn't working out, and Paul was calling to ask Scott if he wanted to join the band. Scott said yes, and packed up and moved to join the group. Almost immediately, Loverboy began to get really popular in Canada. They were at the right place at the right time, and they experienced success very quickly. Then they got a break that would change their career, opening up for Kiss at the Pacific Coliseum in Vancouver in 1979. This really opened up a whole new world for the band and exposed them to an entirely new audience. The band had a lot of success through the early 1980s and had multiple platinum albums with hit after hit. In 1984, the band was asked to write and perform the United States Athletes theme song for the Summer Olympics, and that's when they wrote and recorded Nothing's Gonna Stop You Now. I feel like if you were to look up music to write an 80s montage to, you know those montages in the 80s film where it's like the guy working out and he's lifting weights and then he's driving the car and then he's buying a nice suit. What movie did I just describe? I don't know. But you know, like an 80s montage, I feel like almost any Loverboy song would work for that montage. It was very, very much 80s action movie vibes. The band was doing really, really well. Even wrote a hit song, Heaven in Your Eyes, for the movie Top Gun. And it was a huge hit. And then between 1987 and 1988, as is so very often the case, these guys who started out playing music in a garage somewhere forget where they came from. The fame goes to their heads and they decide they don't need each other. It's always such a cliche when bands do this, and it's really sad to sit back and watch it knowing exactly what's going to happen. If you're lucky enough to get in a band that has some success, stay with the band that has the success, because the solo careers very rarely do well. You're not Beyonce. You've got lightning in a bottle. Stay in that band and enjoy the success. Enjoy the ride, right? Loverboy followed the cliched path of the breakup. They released an album in 1987 that didn't do so well, and by 1988, they were broken up. The band went their separate ways and quickly learned there really wasn't much out there for them with their solo work. They reunited in 1991 and started playing kind of a classic rock festival show with Bryan Adams, Chrissy Hynde, some artists like that, and then they released some greatest hits albums. The members were enjoying their life, enjoying their fame, and enjoying their money. Scott Smith, the bass player, was enjoying his money by buying sailboats. He had a place in San Francisco, and he spent a lot of time sailing. He loved being on the ocean, and he loved the boating lifestyle. On November 30th, 2000, Scott Smith was out on his 37-foot sailboat near San Francisco's Ocean Beach. He was sailing his boat from Vancouver, British Columbia, all the way to Mexico. A storm came up, and the winds and the waves started to get more intense. Scott was sailing with two of his closest friends, as well as with his girlfriend. Scott was at the wheel of the boat and was struggling to hold it steady through the storm. His friends went down below to change into their foul weather gear with the intention of then relieving Scott at the wheel so he could go and change into his. Bill Ellis saw Scott at the wheel and told him his plans. He went down below, and when he came back up, Scott Smith, along with the wheel of the sailboat, were gone. Bill Ellis was able to get control of the sailboat, and he turned around to go back for Scott, who he assumed had just been washed over the side of the boat by a large wave. Bill went back and retraced the boat's path, but later said, "We turned back and couldn't find any of the debris or cushions or the man overboard pole." Bill then contacted the Coast Guard, who arrived in helicopters within 20 minutes. 10 minutes later, there were two Coast Guard boats on scene to join the search. Over the next few hours, 133 miles were searched, but there was no trace of Scott Smith. The search continued for 24 hours, but by 2 o'clock the following day, a heavy fog had set in and the searchers were being pounded by massive waves. One of the searchers later said some of the swells were 2 stories in height. They could not continue to search for Scott. The Coast Guard was forced to pull out of the search, but Scott's family and friends continued a privately funded search looking for him. They hired the San Francisco-based West Star Marine Service to look for Scott, and for the next several days they did, but they found nothing. Loverboy's manager, Lou Blair, then went to the public and made the announcement. He said, "We have to confirm what we already believe in our hearts, which we don't want to believe. We're looking for anything that we can hang our hats on. Everybody's devastated. Last Saturday, this band and everyone were together at the Commodore Ballroom raising money for the Juvenile Diabetes Foundation. We raised more than $60,000 that night. And now this." As of now, Scott Smith is listed as missing and lost at sea. There is little hope that he will ever be found, and almost no hope that he will be found alive. A terrifying fact here for those that spend time on the ocean, rogue waves like this are not uncommon. Apparently, it is not uncommon to be at sea and have everything be relatively calm, only to have the wind turn just right and kick up a 3-story wave. When I first imagined this scenario, I thought of a really stormy day, kind of out on the ocean, you know, and they're fighting the wind and they're fighting the waves, but that wasn't the case. It was a calm, clear, nice day. And then very suddenly the weather turned and they were in trouble. I love to go on a boat ride. I don't know if I could spend a lot of time at sea because I'm paranoid, but I always thought they strapped themselves to the boat somehow. I guess there are mechanisms to do that with. I looked it up when I was researching this case, but apparently they weren't using any at the time. I don't think we will ever find any sign of Scott Smith. This episode was requested by a viewer, and I thought it was an interesting story to add to our disappeared list, even though this disappearance is somewhat different than most of those we talk about here. I hope those who lost Scott are healing from this tragedy, and they have moved on the best way they know how. He was a great musician and a great entertainer, and there are a lot of people who really miss him. Thank you for joining me today on Dining with Death, Dining with the Disappeared. Hit the like button if you liked the video and subscribe to my channel if you want to support me. You can also join my Patreon. For a couple bucks a month, if that's all you want to give, you can help us raise money that will be donated to police departments that have cold case DNA in storage that can't be tested because there's no money to test it. That is the ultimate goal here on the channel. Stay safe, my friends, and be kind to each other. And I'll see you next time on Dining with Death. Bye.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.